Hello, this is Scott Jose, director of the Center for Excellence in Preaching in Grand Rapids, Michigan, located at Calvin Theological Seminary. This is another On Preaching article, this one titled, Experience. Now, all I needed was new phone service. I wasn't looking for more. Among the many, joys of moving to a new house is getting all your utilities disconnected at the old address and connected at the new house. And as many of you may know, it's a process that can consume a lot of time. But it must be done. And so when, in the summer of 2005, my family moved to a new home, I made all the calls necessary to ensure that we'd have gas service, electricity, cable TV, water, and phone service, and try to have them all up and running at our new address when we moved in. Of all the calls I made, however, one stands out. And that was my conversation with the very helpful, perky customer service representative at the phone company. Her opening question was worded in such a way that initially I hesitated. I wasn't even sure if it was a question because it sounded like an advertising pitch or something you'd encounter on a pre-recorded announcement. "What can I do to make your SBC experience a good one?" she asked. Experience. I didn't know I was in for any kind of experience. I just wanted to get my phone hooked up. Fact was, I didn't have any idea what she could do to make my SBC experience good, bad, or otherwise. So, I sidestepped her curiously put question and told her what I wanted. When our conversation was finished, however, she returned to base course. "In the next couple of weeks," she said, "you may receive a follow-up call for quality assurance. But for now, would you say that your SBC experience was a good one?" Well, I guess it was. At least I got my new phone service. These days, many postmodern pilgrims aren't looking for merely this or that necessary activity or event in life. Today, experience is in. As the preacher and writer Craig Barnes notes in his good book, Searching for Home, truth is no longer a fixed entity for many younger people today. What's true cannot simply be conveyed via a creed or some prepackaged formula. Truth cannot be handed down from one generation to the next, or even revealed in a sacred text. Instead, truth gets mediated through having various experiences. Hence, today people don't go to what traditionally was termed a worship service, but they instead talk about having a worship experience. Well, as preachers, we could, and we probably should, fruitfully discuss whether or not this focus on experience is a positive development or a detrimental one. Like many facets to life, it's maybe a little of both. One thing we should not want to compromise on, though, is our belief that truth is finally a person, and that that person is named Jesus. "What is truth?" Pontius Pilate once asked. And as Frederick Buechner put it, Jesus was silent in response to Pilate's query. Since truth was standing right in front of Pilate, what could Jesus say to show Pilate what he was clearly too blind to see to begin with? God's truth is what we preachers have been ordained to proclaim. We need to be wary and on guard against any pop notions that tend to impeach the idea that there is finally a saving gospel truth in which we simply must believe and on which we stake our lives. But my helpful and perky customer care representative at SBC reminded me that conveying the gospel's truth of Jesus needs to be carried out with the preacher's full awareness that he or she is talking to people, at least some of whom, are rather thoroughly enmeshed in this whole ethos of experience. Perhaps we can find some creative ways to make the gospel appeal through the avenue of experiential language, yet without watering down the fact that at the end of the day, we want people to arrive at, and we want them to believe in a truth that is quite firm and fixed, after all. Truth even has a name, Jesus. And once a person experiences His love and grace, there will be no doubting that that was indeed a good experience. Indeed, it is a sublime experience whose goodness will never end.